欢迎收听美国之音中文部播出的英语教学课程，收听美国英语 Tuning in the USA。 这是第31课第二讲，我是肖华。
我是郑玉文。上一课我们讲到 Robbie 在星期六早上在处理垃圾的时候把邻居 Goldberg 太太给吵醒了。
是啊，随后 Robbie 又发现 Goldberg 太太的垃圾少得出奇，怎么回事呢？听了课文我们就会知道。
我们先介绍一下课文的主要内容。
Richard 今天要去为一家环保杂志的作家 Betty Reynolds 做的采访拍摄新闻照片，他们去的是一个垃圾回收中心。 Richard 的弟弟 Robbie 也跟着一起去，他在那里出乎意料地遇到了邻居 Goldberg 太太。
我们先熟悉几个课文中的单词和词组。
Monthly M-O-N-T-H-L-Y Monthly 意思是月刊。
Recycle R-E-C-Y-C-L-E Recycle 名词或动词，再循环、再生或废品利用。
Container C-O-N-T-A-I-N-E-R Container 名词，容器。
Smash S-M-A-S-H Smash 动词，打碎、粉碎。
Apologize A-P-O-L-O-G-I-Z-E Apologize 动词，道歉。
Figure out F-I-G-U-R-E Figure O-U-T Out Figure out动词词组，想出、领会出。
下面我们把课文完整的听一遍。
Maybe Betty got lost. Look for her car, Robbie. There's a sign on the door that says Hudson Valley Monthly.
Hudson Valley Monthly? What's that?
It's an environmental magazine. Betty Reynolds is a friend of Marilyn's. She needed a photographer for a story she was writing.
And that's the reason you got this job. Where are we going?
We're going to a recycling center.
Recycling? You mean reusing things?
Right. Reusing them so that we don't always have to keep making more. We make so much trash, we're going to run out of land. There's Betty now. So...The glass gets separated by color.
That's right. There's a container for brown glass, green glass, and clear glass. Then it gets melted down and made into new glass.
Hey, that person is just smashing it up.
You're supposed to do that. Broken bottles take up less room than unbroken bottles.
I guess that's right. It sort of looks like fun.
Richard...Let's go get some photographs of the area where they recycle old newspapers.
You lead the way, Betty. Coming, Robbie?
I'll be there in a minute.
Excuse me, young man, could you...
Mrs. Goldberg?
Robbie, I was just going to ask if you would help me lift a box of bottles from the trunk of my car.
I'd be happy to. I was pretty noisy this morning.I want to apologize for it.
That's okay, Robbie.
Wow. You've got a lot of stuff here.
Mr. Goldberg and I try to recycle as much as we can.
Mrs. Goldberg, I just figured out something.
What's that, Robbie?
If you recycle this much trash each week, no wonder you leave only one plastic bag for the trash collectors.
Oh, you noticed.There's a reason for that.
What is it, Mrs. Goldberg?
How long can people keep digging holes in the ground and filling them up with trash?
I don't know the answer to that one.
Well, until we get the answer to that question, would you like to help me recycle some bottles?
Sure, Mrs. Goldberg. I'll help you smash a few.
听懂课文的听众想必已经知道了 Goldberg 太太垃圾的秘密，暂时没有完全听懂也别着急，我们过一会儿就会讲到。 下面我们来分段听课文。第一段是 Richard 和 Robbie 之间的对话，他们兄弟俩正在等环保杂志的作家 Betty Reynolds 开车废品回收中心。
Maybe Betty got lost. Look for her car, Robbie. There's a sign on the door that says Hudson Valley Monthly.
可能 Betty 迷路了， Robbie， 你注意看她的车，车门上有标记，写着哈德逊山谷月刊。
Hudson Valley Monthly? What's that?
哈德逊山谷月刊？那是什么？
It's an environmental magazine. Betty Reynolds is a friend of Marilyn's. She needed a photographer for a story she was writing.
那是一家环保杂志。 Betty Reynolds 是 Marilyn 的朋友，她正在写一篇报道，需要一名摄影师。
And that's the reason you got this job. Where are we going?
原来这就是你得到这份工作的原因。咱们去哪儿呢？
We're going to a recycling center.
我们去一个回收利用废品的中心。
Recycling? You mean reusing things?
回收利用？你是说对物品反复使用？
Right. Reusing them so that we don't always have to keep making more. We make so much trash, we're going to run out of land.
对了，重新使用物品，我们就不用总是不断的生产。我们的垃圾太多，将来会没地方放的。
There's Betty now.
Betty 来了。
Richard 和 Robbie 等着 Betty 开车来接他们，一起去采访。等了好长时间，车没来。Richard 以为 Betty 迷路了，他就说 ：“Maybe Betty got lost. Get lost 在这里就是迷路。
Get 这个词有很多的用法，它可以单独使用，例如 ：Could you get me some water？ 是否可以请你给我点水？也可以和其他的副词组成词组，例如 ：We get on well.我们相处的挺好。 It's time to get up， 到起床的时间了。
词组 look for 的意思就是寻找。 What are you doing？ 你在干什么？ I'm looking for my car key， 我在找我的汽车钥匙。在课文中， Richard 说 look for her car 也有找的意思，但是实际上他的意思是注意看着点他的车。
课文里提到的 Hudson Valley Monthly，哈德逊山谷月刊是一本环保杂志，那环境保护的英文呢是 Environmental Protection。
Betty Reynolds 是 Marilyn 的朋友， Robbie 对 Richard 说 That's the reason you got this job， 这就是你有了这份工作的原因。
我们还可以说 That's the reason you got up so early， 这就是你为什么这么早起床的原因。还可以说 That's the reason you gave the boy all the money you had on you，这就是为什么你把身上所有的钱都给了那个男孩。
Recycling Center 是回收利用废品中心，通常和垃圾处理设施在一起。
对，我们的社区呢，就要求居民把废报纸、纸张、铝的易拉罐、塑料制品和玻璃制品分类放在不同的箱子里，让回收的卡车拉走。我们现在来听课文的第二段，这是到了废品回收中心以后 ，Richard、Robbie 和 Betty 三个人之间的对话。
So, the glass gets separated by color.
哦，这么说，玻璃的垃圾按照颜色分类。
That's right. There's a container for brown glass, green glass, and clear glass. Then it gets melted down and made into new glass.
对了，这个棕色玻璃呀、绿色玻璃跟透明的玻璃。分别有不同的箱子，然后呢，把玻璃融化了，再制成新玻璃。
Hey, that person is just smashing it up.
哎，那个人正在把玻璃砸碎。
You're supposed to do that. Broken bottles take up less room than unbroken bottles.
对，就应该这么做。玻璃瓶子砸碎了以后啊，占的地方比不砸碎的小。
I guess that's right. It sort of looks like fun.
我想是这么回事，看起来挺好玩的。
Richard, let's go get some photographs of the area where they recycle old newspapers.
Richard, 咱们到他们处理旧报纸的地方去照几张相片吧。
You lead the way, Betty. Coming, Robbie?
Betty, 你引路吧。Robbie, 你去吗？
I'll be there in a minute.
我过一会儿就来。
Glass 是玻璃，但是在这里呢，实际上是简化了。它在这里的真正意思是，玻璃做的瓶瓶罐罐，要按照颜色来分类。
这句话里也有我们刚才讲解过的 get， 在这里 get 相当于动词 to be， 所以你也可以说 the glass is separated by color。get 这个词经常可以和动词 to be 交替使用，但是呢，用 get。这个词似乎就更口语化。
Betty 刚说完 ，the glass gets separated， 紧接着又说 ，it gets melted down and made into new glass。一句话里就用了两个 get 这个词。
Up 本身的意思是上，向上，它可以同一些动词组成词组，例如 get up， put up。
但是 up 在某些情况下就是加强语气，没有它意思也一样。就是没那么强调，例如我们说 hurry， 也可以说 hurry up， 说 speak， 也可以说 speak up。
美国英语的一大特点是比较随便，如果完全按照语法书来解释，可能有的说法不规范。比如 Betty 说的 ，Let's go get some photographs， 按照正规的语法，好像不应该有 go get 这种结构，但是在口语里这很普遍。
对呀。在使用 go 这个词的时候，按照语法就应该说 go to do something 或者 go and do something。 不过呢，现在很多美国人在口语中就直接在 go 后面用动词原形。下面我们来听对话的第三段。这段话呢，开始揭开为什么 Goldberg 太太一家垃圾特别少的秘密。
Excuse me, young man, could you?
劳驾，年轻人，你呢
？Mrs. Goldberg,
Goldberg 太太。
Robbie, I was just going to ask if you would help me lift a box of bottles from the trunk of my car.
Hey, Robbie, 我正想问你能不能帮我把汽车后箱里的一箱瓶子搬出来。
I'd be happy to.I was pretty noisy this morning. I want to apologize for it.
我很高兴帮忙。今天早上我弄出的噪音够大的，我要向您道歉。
That's okay, Robbie.
没关系 ，Robbie.
Wow, you've got a lot of stuff here.
哇，你这儿有这么多东西。
Mr. Goldberg and I try to recycle as much as we can.
Goldberg 先生和我尽量把废品回收利用。
Mrs. Goldberg, I just figured out something.
Goldberg 太太，我刚琢磨出来一件事儿。
小华，这段话的结尾是不是错了？好像还没有完。Robbie 琢磨出一件事儿，但是没有交代。
没错。下段课文才会讲呢，这叫什么？说书的人就叫且听下回分解。
好，那我们就等一等吧。先来讲解这段课文。 Robbie 和 Goldberg 太太之间的对话显然客气多了。他跟 Robbie 说话的时候用了 Excuse me, could you, if you would 等客气的用语。
对呀、啊、Robbie 呢回答也很客气， I'd be happy to。 那大家在说英文的时候呢，如果你不知道用什么语气最合适，你不妨先用客气的用语，那你客气一点总不会错的。
As much as one can 意思是尽一个人的能力，尽全力。 We will try to do as much as we can， 我们一定设法尽量去做。 I'll practice as much as I can， 我一定尽量的练习。
下面我们来听课文的第四也是最后一段。现在我们唯一要做的事儿就是弄清楚为什么 Goldberg 太太的垃圾那么少，秘密究竟在哪里，请大家仔细听。
What's that, Robbie?
什么事儿 Robbie?
If you recycle this much trash each week, no wonder you leave only one plastic bag for the trash collectors.
如果你每个星期都把这么多的垃圾送去回收利用，怪不得你们只有一个塑料袋的垃圾让收垃圾的人来收。
Oh, you noticed. There's a reason for that.
哦，你注意到了，这其中有一个道理。
What is it, Mrs. Goldberg?
什么道理 ?Goldberg 太太。
How long can people keep digging holes in the ground and filling them up with trash?
人们不断地在地下挖坑来埋垃圾，这样做还能做多久？
I don't know the answer to that one.
我还真回答不了这个问题。
Well, until we get the answer to that question, would you like to help me recycle some bottles?
那在我们找到这个问题的答案之前，你愿意不愿意帮我把一些瓶子送去回收利用？
Sure, Mrs. Goldberg. I'll help you smash a few.
没问题， Goldberg 太太，我一定帮你砸碎几个呢。
我们讲解第一段课文的时候，详细讲了 reason 这个词的用法。Goldberg 太太在和 Robbie 的对话里又用了 reason for 这个句型。
Goldberg 太太对 Robbie 说 ,there's a reason for it. 这里的 it 可以指对话双方都明白的事情。在课文里呢，就是垃圾的回收利用。
reason 的后面也可以跟一整句话，例如 ,that's the reason we recycle a lot of trash.这就是我们为什么把大量垃圾送去回收利用的原因。
Keep doing something 也是一个很有用的说法，就是不断的、不停的做某事。老师对淘气的学生说 If you keep talking in class, you will fail at exam. 如果你老在课堂上讲话，你考试就会不及格。 If we keep trying, we will succeed. 我们只要不断努力，就将取得成功。 If you keep talking
If you keep giving examples, do you think we can finish the lesson on time? 如果你没完没了地举例子，你觉得我们能按时讲完课吗？
对不起，我举例子举得有点忘乎所以了。
没关系， answer 后面要用个介词 to， answer to the question， 问题的答案。这种搭配呢是固定的，类似的词还有 solution， 解决方案。要说 solution to the problem。
是啊，学一门语言呢，有的时候要问为什么，有的时候又不能问为什么。像这样的搭配啊，干脆就别问，记住就行了。
听众朋友，您收听的是美国之音英语教学节目 Tuning in the USA， 收听美国英语。我们刚才对课文进行了分段翻译和讲解，下面把整个课文完整的再听一遍。
Maybe Betty got lost. Look for her car, Robbie. There's a sign on the door that says Hudson Valley Monthly.
Hudson Valley Monthly? What's that?
It's an environmental magazine. Betty Reynolds is a friend of Marilyn's. She needed a photographer for a story she was writing.
And that's the reason you got this job. Where are we going?
We're going to a recycling center.
Recycling? You mean reusing things?
Right. Reusing them so that we don't always have to keep making more. We make so much trash, we're going to run out of land. There's Betty now. So, the glass gets separated by color.
That's right. There's a container for brown glass, green glass, and clear glass. Then it gets melted down and made into new glass.
Hey, that person is just smashing it up.
You're supposed to do that. Broken bottles take up less room than unbroken bottles.
I guess that's right. It sort of looks like fun.
Richard, let's go get some photographs of the area where they recycle old newspapers.
You lead the way, Betty. Coming, Robbie?
I'll be there in a minute.
Excuse me, young man. Could you...
Mrs. Goldberg?
Robbie, I was just going to ask if you would help me lift a box of bottles from the trunk of my car.
I'd be happy to. I was pretty noisy this morning. I want to apologize for it.
That's okay, Robbie.
Wow, you've got a lot of stuff here.
Mr. Goldberg and I try to recycle as much as we can.
Mrs. Goldberg, I've just figured out something.
What's that, Robbie?
If you recycle this much trash each week, no wonder you leave only one plastic bag for the trash collectors.
Oh, you noticed. There's a reason for that.
What is it, Mrs. Goldberg?
How long can people keep digging holes in the ground and filling them up with trash?
I don't know the answer to that one.
Well, until we get the answer to that question, would you like to help me recycle some bottles?
Sure, Mrs. Goldberg. I'll help you smash a few.
Listeners, 刚才是这次学的整个课文。接下来我们根据课文内容做一个英文问答练习。听完每个问题之后，请大家用英语回答，我们呢也会给一个参考答案。
Where were Richard and Robbie going? They were going to a recycling center. What was Richard going to do there? He was going to take some photographs.Who did Robbie see at the recycling center? He saw Mrs. Goldberg. What was Mrs. Goldberg doing there? She was sending in some trash for recycling.Why did Mrs. Goldberg have only one plastic bag of trash? Because Mr. and Mrs. Goldberg tried to recycle as much as they could.
各位听众，收听美国英语第31课第二讲播送完了。
如果您有问题和意见，欢迎大家来信，地址请寄到北京邮政信箱9171号，邮政编码100600。
您也可以给我们来电子邮件，地址是英语，也就是中文英语两个字的汉语拼音 @voanews.com， 英语@voanews.com。收听美国英语第31课第二讲播送完了。
我是郑玉文。
我是肖华。
谢谢大家收听。
下次节目再见。
这里是美国之音。
大家好，我是杨晨，欢迎您光临美语咖啡屋。
Hello and welcome to American Cafe. My name's Jody. Hey, Yangchen, I'm having brunch this weekend with some friends. Do you have time to come join us?
好啊，不过这次可不会像上次那样一吃就吃四个钟头吧。
Oh, but that's the whole point of brunch. After a long work week, a nice long brunch is the perfect end to the weekend. And as a matter of fact, the meal is so long and so relaxing that it is a combination of breakfast and lunch. It's spelled B-R-U-N-C-H.
你说的倒是有道理。既然 brunch 是把早饭和午饭合并在一起，那么当然时间就应该长点了。不过说起来哈， brunch 这个词还真是不好把它翻成中文呢。我看啊，听众朋友自己喜欢叫它什么就叫它什么吧，或者干脆就用英文 brunch。
Hey, Yangchen, remember we talked to Adina, the manager of the restaurant where we had brunch last time?
没错，我们来听听 Adina 给 brunch 下的定义。
Brunch is a very special time in American life. It's a time where after...A very busy work week, a family or friends have time to actually sit down and enjoy their meal.
下面呢，我们就让 Adina 讲一讲他们的顾客最喜欢点什么菜。
It's usually French toast, pancakes, omelets, lots of eggs.
你记不记得我那天就点了 omelets, 煎蛋饼，非常好吃啊。French toast 就是炸面包片，也是很受欢迎的。你会做吗？
Oh, I make a wonderful French toast.
不过我很好奇，它为什么叫 French toast？ 和法国有关吗？
I don't think so. We have French fries, we have French toast, 跟法国没有什么关系。
哎，你说人们是不是只有在周末才会吃 brunch 呢？
Oh, most definitely. And it's usually on Sunday after, you know, you go out with your friends and party a little, have a couple drinks, maybe listen to music.
人们在周末啊，都爱睡懒觉。早上一起来呢，早饭的时间就已经过了，那么干脆就把两顿饭合在一起。尤其在星期天啊，很多人已经在星期六晚上狂欢了一整夜。星期天早上呢，和朋友享受一顿美味的 brunch， 的确是很开心。
Remember, we spoke with a group of people who were out having brunch after a fun night on the town together.
我们上次碰到的一个女孩 Christine， 她是这么说的。
French tradition is usually, I feel, the nice end of the weekend, start off the new week, nice comfort.Feeling, usually very relaxed and laid back late in the afternoon, and really just a nice cap to the whole weekend and a chance to catch up on the week, I think, too.
Christine 提到了几个很好的词哈，比如 relaxed 和 laid back 都有休息放松的意思。
And brunch is definitely a laid-back and relaxed meal. Because, you know, if you go out drinking the night before, you may be a little bit tired the next day.
那人们在吃 brunch 的时候会喝酒吗？
Not everyone, but many people do. In fact, restaurants on their menu include two particular drinks. You can choose to have either a mimosa, it's a mixture of orange juice and champagne, or you can have a Bloody Mary.Which is a little bit of vodka and tomato juice with spices.
对，可是喝了酒是不是更觉得没精神呢？
No, not really. It's just a small amount of alcohol to take off the edge.
我想起来，我曾经听过这么一个习惯用语，叫 the hair of the dog that bit you.
I can't believe you know that. That is the perfect idiom. The hair of the dog that bit you is exactly right. Here's Adina to explain.
If you have a weekend to yourself, most people go out. You go out Friday night, or you go out Saturday night. You enjoy alcohol, and you drink as much as you want. You wake up, you still have that sort of taste of the night before. So something like a mimosa will give you that sense back.That's what the hair of the dog. The dog is the night before. The hair is the memories.
这个习惯用语啊，很难解释。
Hair of the dog that bit you. Wow, I'm having trouble to explain it too.
我想可不可以这么打个比方呢？就是说你星期六彻夜的狂欢啊，灌了一肚子烈性酒，就好像你被一只大狗咬了一口，到第二天早上呢还有点晕晕乎乎的，那么你呢就少喝一点点酒。好像这样的能帮助你恢复正常，那么这一点点酒呢，就好比是你从那个狗身上拔了一根毛一样。
I think that's a good explanation. You just need a little hair, though. Thanks for joining us on American Cafe.
好，我们今天的时间到了，欢迎您下次再到美语咖啡屋，再见。